Blog Talk Radio.
Pocket. We are here at the launch pad, actually.
Have you found my chapstick?
See, what's that?
Did you find my chapstick in my pocket?
Oh, yeah, I've been using it, and I meant to tell you about that. I'm sorry, I'll buy you some new ones.
Just have to take the top layer off and you'll be cool then.
Dude, seriously, people are looking at me like, what the hell are you doing right now? I'm on a radio show. Would you like to come in and talk to Random Listener? It's time for Random Listener.
You know what? I'm going to turn some beats on in the background. How about that?
She doesn't know what to say.
All right, so I'll play some music.
The people at the launch pad.
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Here with Sam's Photography, killing it. Sam West Photography, just making some beautiful faces.
Sam West is hanging out with you down there, man. That's cool. He's a brilliant photographer.
He is quite an amazing man. Well, I'm going to head back in, and I'll be checking in periodically throughout the night, and I'll be chiming in about
who's,
Star Wars.
Who's playing down there, Corey? Who's playing at the launch?
You know what? I have no idea. I know
Lazarus,
I heard something about it.
I think Just Lazarus is one of the bands.
What's that?
I think Jeff Lazarus is one of the bands. I'm not sure who the other.
Yes, that is true. Jeff Lazarus is one of the bands. And I'll be talking to you a little bit more and actually with some of the stars as we get onto it. So I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, sounds good. How are you doing tonight, Mary?
10-4. Oh, I'm doing well. It's my son's birthday today, and it's been an awesome day. We woke up to snow. It's been great. How are you doing, Ben?
Oh, that's right. Man, I woke up to snow, too. You know what? That was pretty shocking. Well, you know what, Mary? I think we should play a little music. What do you think?
Why not?
Okay. Let's start off with Batwings for Lab Rats. Let's do some Batwings, because these guys are awesome.
All right, put some Batwings on. Loki, Mark, but the other two guys.
Stand up straight with a lifetime dawning. Life won't wait, so I better get on it. Gotta stand tall, gotta earn what I wanted. I come from a place where the fake is preferred. They take what you are away from you. From birth to earth, there's a picture on the TV. Ground beneath is paved with concrete. I search and I found all the shore. It was a tough decision. Removed my heart, held it to my ear to listen. Rhymed to the beat, searched for what's missing. Picked up my scalpel, made a cut deep, seeping into my own skin. I can't begin to let love in. Standing on a mountain, shouting at God as if that shit mattered when your hope scattered. I searched and I found all the shore.
Oh, and all of the batteries gone.
Hey, we're back. Unmuted.
And we are back.
We are back. There we are. We got a caller too. It's a 505 area code. I think I recognize this number. Caller.
What up?
What up? How you doing?
Chilling parking lot. Charging my
chilling
phone.
In the parking lot. It's Greg Schwartzner from Band With No Name. He's in the band with No Name, along with Mary Stockton, our co-host. What the heck, Greg?
That was not Greg's fault. Over.
That was not Greg's fault. That was Corey's fault.
That was probably Corey. All right. Let's see. I don't know. Should we mute Corey until he calls and hits one or something?
No.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
No.
Okay. Well, hey, welcome to our show, guys. Tonight we have some guests from SoCal going to be calling in. Hopefully, you guys
That's
are
right.
listening and you're kind of thinking, when am I going to call in? Anytime you want.
What was that band you just played?
That was Bat Wings for Lab Rats.
Lab Rats.
Oh, nice.
Yes,
yeah.
And you can. What you were talking?
No.
I'm not going to talk over you. What's going on, Greg?
I wasn't talking.
We have a stick. No, Greg was trying to say something. I'm going to turn on some more beats.
No,
in the
I was saying it was cool.
I want to just throw this out here. The beats tonight are brought to you by B. Durazo from California. He's one of the people that should be calling in. We've got showcase tonight from Southern California. We got a lot of music from JB Nimble, Citizen, and Task One. I've been doing a lot of listening to these guys uploading a playlist this week, and I can tell you they're all really, really cool. You're going to like their
yes,
music.
They are.
And then tonight's Star Wars, man.
Oh, and Star Wars.
Yeah,
Episode
Star
7,
Wars.
Right?
Yeah, Episode 7. There's lots of different chatter about this on the internet right now, and it's everybody
Trek,
I talk
right?
to about it has like hugely differing opinions. You know, J.J. Abrams, I think he did a great job with the Star Trek movie, and but now he's going to be doing Star Wars and Star Trek. So
that's a lot of pressure to have,
some
though. Like,
see,
you don't want to be
like
known as the one that fucks up Star Wars.
What?
I said you don't want to be known as the director that fucked up Star Wars. That's like a hard act to follow. Well, I mean,
right,
except the last
George Lucas
episode.
Didn't do that at all. All right, hold on. Let's see.
What are we hoping for?
I'm
so who
I'm
was the beat brought to us by?
Pretty cool.
Who was the beat brought to us by again? I liked it.
Yeah.
It's just that.
I only had one disc to look through, but I had a really hard time trying to narrow down the list because it was groovy. The whole disc was groovy. That's B. Durazo. And we've got our artist pages up for these guys over at www.occupy-underground.com. So artist links, they've got links to all of their stuff for download, whatever. We'll check that out. I think we don't have any callers in queue. I think we should play a little more music. And I've got just the thing here. I scraped
what
this up earlier and wanted to play it. Here is here's some more old Nick Fury. Because I'm really liking this disc, man. This back before four band with no name. And we're going to go on right now.
I've got money going out, but never in. From worry, I got blisters on my skin. Forever running from the foe they call payback. They think I'm gone for good, but oh, I will come back.
Just got blisters on my skin, work them bones till they're thin. Forever efficient, payback, come back in. The most important thing to recognize is that we can win. Stand at the precipice, consequence, our decision. Mercury rising, while the tide is pulling us down. Tied, tethered to the ground, bound by what we've lost and found. Nothing but the sound of the music to endow. A place to escape,
do it now.
Caused you to see me like a madman with malice. You found no solace in my actions, reckless abandon. The past impacts and damages and days of sadness. I didn't consider that your feelings were important. Intensifying, climbing, finding there's no distraction. Resounding epiphany, now seek this blissful interaction. I'm deeply blessed for your humility and your forgiveness. Yes, yes, you keep me moving higher.
Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising.
myself rising, lying with you feels somewhat incredible. You are the only one who understands me and what I go through. We found a special world beyond the bounds of first perception. The ambition is to be expanding, so please stay standing next to me. Please stay standing right by my side. Jointly, we can make it through the night if we stand tall and fight. Rise to avoid that ride on that midnight train to Georgia. Wounded and tortured, the outcome is horrible yet crucial. This dichotomy is proven painfully useful. Can't allow the fires of the sorceress to court you thus. My current thought that is certain, not about to close a curtain on us.
Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising.
My selfish reasons are indisputable. I got this lump inside my throat.
Why?
'Cause I feel like I'm losing you. Don't want my grip to slip. No need to trip and strip of awareness. In all fairness, I never gave 100%. I was so selfish. Now I was hoping we could grow old as one. Make love, not war. Laugh and write love letters. I'm the first to admit my worst and apologize for all of the inflicted hurt that I did insert. What kind of jerk am I to drag your worth through the dirt? Rueful results once were, but now we can make it work. It'll be well worth when we're in accord together. You and I were made for forever. Please don't give up, never.
Keep on rising. Keep on rising. Keep on rising.
Uh-huh. That was awesome.
That was fantastic.
I really like his old stuff. Even though it's really not that
Am
old,
I on the
I really
phone?
Dig that. Who's on the phone?
I'm Nick. It's Nick. I'm on the phone with you guys now.
Hey, dude.
Dude, that shit was bad.
I really dug that song.
Am I on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're live.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
I'm glad
you guys like that old song. I came on, I was like, wait a minute, that's my old track.
That's
how, who is that? I recognize that song. I was like, well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Aw, dude, we summoned
you
by playing your shit.
It's good stuff so far.
It sounds good. Nicholas, do you have anything to add to the Star Wars thing?
To what?
To add to the Star Wars conversation about Star Wars 7.
So
that's like one of our topics tonight.
All right, so this is Nick Sirius, and I am, you know, obviously a fan of the sci-fi genre, and you know, Star Wars was something I grew up with, and always, of course, loved episodes 4 through 6. Being older, when the first 1 through 3 came out, you know. Yeah, I watched it. I was into it a little, but it didn't really tickle my tail feathers. I'm excited that George Lucas is out, although Disney is an evil conglomerate of crazy, you know.
I don't know.
Mind,
I don't
mind,
think that it's a Disney thing, but I mean, I don't know.
It's a great idea.
I don't want to see stormtroopers running around with Mickey Mouse. It just doesn't go. I don't know. It's just weird to me. I don't know. He's sold out. So I really don't even care.
Oh. I might not even
Are
watch
we the only
movie.
Two on here? Are we the only two on here?
No. Oh, hey, how's it going? So this is Corey Taylor, and I am signing in, a.k.a. CT, with my buddy Sam West here at the Launchpad. So, Sam, go ahead and give a shout-out to all your fans, because your photography is just amazing, and we post it everywhere on our Facebook. We post it everywhere on our website.
Is that
hello?
Sam West? Hey,
yeah,
Sam, what's up?
What's
hey.
Up?
Not much. How are
what's
you today? What are you guys doing? I'm at home, but I hear you guys are at the launch pad. What are you guys doing there?
We are at the launch pad. We are shooting Just Lazarus, Soul Haven, Gozer, and Give Me My Moon Back.
Nice.
Give Me My Moon Back. You heard that right.
Give Me My Moon Back. I'm getting my
yeah.
moon back.
Awesome,
you're getting, like, some blue back.
It's like Blue Moon. You're drinking some Blue Moon. You're tipping them back.
Blue yeah, moon I mean, if you take back. Somebody's moon, you're obviously going to get somebody very angry, and they're going to say, give me my fucking moon back.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So, yeah, we're out here shooting the show. What are you guys doing? You talking about Star Wars?
Talking about Star Wars Episode 7.
Awesome. Star
Wars I heard a rumor
good.
That Harrison Ford and the woman who played, who is it?
Carrie Fisher.
Leia. Yeah, Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill. His only show he ever did was Star Wars, so they better put him in it because he needs a gig.
Actually, they're going to be back in the show. They're going to be cameos.
They're going to be cameos?
Yeah, they're going to be cameos.
They'll be like the elders,
I think they're in
right? Like more...
Did you say Carrie Fisher has camel toe? I'm sorry.
yeah, I did. Camel toe.
actually,
I wanted to tell you guys, I actually have a lead singer here from Give Me My Moon Back. His name is Sean Holbrook. Do you guys want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Come on.
All right, hang on one sec.
Hello.
Hello. How
hey,
are you tonight?
How you doing?
Have you gone on yet? I'm good.
We
Wayne's
have not
Mary.
Gone on yet. We are left. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Nice. So you guys are going last?
Yeah, we are last this evening at the launch pad. I believe our set time is 11:45 to 12:30.
All right, so if you're listening to our show, like, head down to the launch pad because you can watch these guys, like, jam out.
That'd be dark. Is there a cover?
So, I don't even know what
there's
kind of music you guys
cover,
play.
There's a $4 cover, I believe.
Can you fill us in?
Okay.
Is it $4? So, what is your guys' type of music? I've never heard you guys play. Like, explain us.
That's okay.
Like, what
no
do you guys
big deal. Type of music. I don't know, man. It's like an indie rock. Nothing too heavy. It's maybe a Modest Mouse kind of feel. If you're into that sort
nice.
Of thing. If not, well,
okay.
You may not like it.
Send us some
Dang
of your
it.
Stuff. We could play on our show.
You can play on the show.
Like,
we'd love
band.
To.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you can send us some PDFs. What is our website address, Ben?
Website address, I think it would just be, you can find us on Facebook, of course, at Facebook/whatever. Give me my moon back. It's G-I-M-M-E.
Okay, yeah. I'll hit
on
you up.
Gimme.
We'll hit you up on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're good friends with Sam. He takes great photos, so we're here with him, and we're just having a good time. Appreciate you guys having the phone.
Hell yeah.
I'm naked right now. Is anybody else
You're
naked?
You're naked. I'm half naked. I'm
I naked
just need to have my phone. Penis sticking out of my pants. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Well,
whatever the fuck you want
oh,
to say
hold
to
on,
the
let
microphone,
me do the
say it
now.
Guys.
Oh,
this
my
show
goodness.
Is intended
I've been
for
privilege.
Parental advisory.
It's so loud in here,
but I'm half naked.
Mooning.
No, it has nothing to do with my ass. Although
you
it's
guys,
lovely.
You guys should have a costume with assless chaps, and you guys could be like really seriously like mooning the audience all the time. You could like just
you
have
know,
your buns hanging out.
I try to just wear the assless chaps just at home, but
yeah,
the show,
dude, it creates.
I thought I'd break
them
out. We'll see what happens if you guys show up, and maybe I'll just pull it straight naked and wave my dick around.
Okay.
But, you know, 2 inches isn't a lot to wave, so I don't want to promise anything.
I might not be on radio, then I can go.
Short.
That's a short movie.
Everyone's talking, and I'm not sure what to say. I'm going to hand the phone back, but we are going on later. Thanks for having us. This is Sean from Giving My Moon Back. Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Nice talking to you. Hey, is Corey back? Breaker 1094.
Thank you.
Corey, are you there? How's the weather?
So that was Sean Holbrook, and he is with Give Me My Moon Back. He is definitely a very awesome guy.
Awesome.
So, Give
All
Me
right.
My Moon
Star
Back was that was what was his name? Sean? What?
Sean.
Sean Holbrook.
Sean Holbrook. What's up, Sam? Is this Sam still? Is this fucking Furious, man? It's going down, homie.
Nick Furious, man. I make you look good, man.
You
You're
really
a
do.
Guy.
You really do. You know, I got some charisma, but you got some camera love. And it's actually, it's been talked about, and it may be still in the works, but we're hoping that you'll be joining Good Green and Bandwidth No Name on our summer tour in July this summer and helping us document the occasion. Hopefully that'll
Oh,
that'll
that's
be
awesome.
Great.
Yeah, that'd definitely. Chris asked me to do that, and I said yes, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? We'll hope that you do not get abducted by aliens or, you know, like, lose your memory or forget how to take photos or, perchance, become a Freemason and just disappear one day. We hope that won't happen between now and then.
It's not going to happen. It's not.
Okay, good.
It's not a possibility.
I can rest you.
It's fine. I'll tune in to Scotty and, like, tell him, you know, talk about Star Wars and Star Trek, but, you know, I'll just, like, tune in and tell those guys to leave him alone. I don't see him drilling
leave him
him
alone.
Freemasons. Leave him alone! I put my
alone.
Foil hat on. I gotta get a foil outfit. Go for a vision quest.
I love a vision quest. Let's go together on this vision quest.
Let's go. Seriously. That's summer. We gotta
focus
warmer, Nick.
Where is Benjamin
Where's
Pope
ben?
Speaking of vision quest? Where is the Pope, sir?
Right.
Where's Pogi? Pogo stick. Where's Poger?
Benjamin.
I hear
Play
Greg
Fortune. Music, why, boy?
Yeah, I'm here. Greg's here.
Fortune's here. Ben with no name representing. We got your
yeah,
course.
Ben with.
I heard Corey for a minute, but he's gone apparently. He took off to go
kill
to the
radio.
Launch
pad.
Right.
Well,
here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. I was on mute.
Why don't we play a track?
Okay.
I would like to hear some music.
I had myself on mute. I was actually trying to like tell you guys that we had a call in a call holding, and I was gonna mute a couple of the people at the club. And the whole time I'm like, I thought you guys were just being rude and talking over me, and then I just looked up and I'm like, oh, I'm muted. That's fantastic. So we got a call. Hold on, Greg. I'm muting you. All right, Greg. I'm muting you. I think that's Corey over here. I'm totally muting him. No, I'm not. I'm not muting Corey. I can't do that.
You're funny.
I got two calls in queue. I'm going to bring him in. Hold on one second. I got a 617 caller. 617
Please.
Caller. Who's this?
Hey, it's JB Nimble from Candlestick.
JB Nimble. How's it going tonight, man?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Doing great, man. I checked out your video for the It's Not You, It's Not Me thing that you sent over to me earlier. That is awesome. I really dig that video.
I've been showing everybody that for like a week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We've been playing the song for people. Everybody digs that song. I got to tell you, everybody loves that song.
We had an awesome mushroom fest in the mountains and did a dance down to that song. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's awesome. So you guys just wrapped up a tour, right?
Yep, just finished up. We were all up and down the West Coast. Hit Albuquerque the other night, and that was a lot of fun.
Albuquerque, no,
Lounge.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Nice. I was just saying, Bird's Tiki Lounge is definitely a cracking spot. That was a lot of fun.
Tiki Lounge?
Yeah, we go down there a lot. You know, I got another call on hold. Let's bring them in, too. It's a 219 area code.
Hello?
$29. Who's this?
Hi, this is Richard.
Richard?
Yes, this is Richard.
Awesome. Hey, Richard. How's it going tonight?
It's going
is it Richard
good.
Nixon?
I was calling in to talk about the Star Wars Episode 7.
Oh, fantastic. Yes. What are your thoughts on Star Wars Episode 7?
Well, the thing is, I refuse to watch any of the Star Wars movies
Gumby?
That were made
like
after Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
reason for that?
After Return of the Jedi, I refuse to watch any other stuff.
Okay, that's valid reasoning. Valid reasoning.
Well, it kind of got, like, cheesy
Mr. Nimble. Mr. J.B. Nimble over there. Do you have any thoughts on Star Wars on Episode 7?
Not really. I haven't, being on the road the last couple of weeks, I haven't heard much about it, but I have heard that they're bringing back Harrison Ford as Han Solo.
Yeah.
So that should be an interesting addition to the whole plot.
Yeah, I keep thinking about Carrie Fisher because, I don't know. I saw her in a movie a while back.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wonder if she's going to wear her outfit with the chains.
That would be okay. Hey.
Can we just follow around?
Can we what?
I want to follow around. You know, Jabba the Hutt's character. You know, like, didn't we talk about that the other day? Like, Young Hutt.
Young Hutt.
He's
all young.
See, what he went through. Awesome.
I think episode 7 should just be a softcore porn. I think that's it. Episode 7, softcore porn.
That
was like granny porn.
So, JB, how long can you hang out? We're gonna play some music on. I'm gonna play some of your tunes. Do you want to hang out for a little bit or?
You know, I'm actually having a show at my art gallery in Berkeley right now.
Awesome.
Kind of like overseeing the whole show. So I should probably actually take off. But thanks for having me. Thanks for all the support, guys. That's, you know.
Thanks for calling in. I'm gonna be playing songs from you and your friends all night, man. So.
Great.
And I'm gonna start that right now.
Cool,
man. All right, man. Thanks again for calling in.
Yeah, for sure. I'll keep in touch with you guys.
Awesome. Please do that. All right, guys. I'm gonna play this one. Thanks, man. This is the video that we were just talking about. I'm gonna play the song for this one. We've been playing this song to a lot of our friends, and everybody seems to really dig it. So here we go. It's called JB Nimble. You can check him out. Go to our website, Occupy Underground. Occupy Heights and Underground. Go to the artist pages. We got links to his stuff. All right.
This one goes out to all the ladies. Hi, I love you. What, too soon? You couldn't tell from the way that I was peeping you from across the room. I know I looked away the second you checked in my direction, but I was just hiding from the beauty you were projecting. So check it, you rolling solo tonight? Well, alright. Maybe you'd be interested in getting in bed with me if I stare at you awkwardly for the rest of the evening without saying shit and then ask for your number as you're leaving. Don't worry, it's not you, it's a me thing. I get uncomfortable and give unorthodox greetings. I speak too softly and act like I'm barely breathing. And when I go to shake your hand, mine's always freezing. Sometimes I say shit that offends you when I poke fun. I'm just playing, but that's probably the reason I came here with no one. And this isn't one of those breakup songs. This is a never got together cause I went about it wrong song. You're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said it's not you, it's me. 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 I'm sorry, I don't mean to rant again, but is it possible for me to get between your pants and skin? Inappropriate, there ain't no doubt about it. There's so many people in here, I need a beer to drown them out with. Cotton mouth is a bitch, especially when I'm looking desperately for a kiss from a chick that I've been trying to hit for a minute. But if I get with her and my breath isn't legit, I'm gonna wind up having to apologize to my dick. Again? So anyways, back to you, what type of weird thoughts do you have? If I told you some of mine, you'd probably gasp. I'm not a deviant, I'm just a rap guy who acts high even when he's not, he's that fly. I had a dream about you and me, and the scenery was beautifully decorated with greenery. Now will you sleep with me? No? Oh, was it something I said? I've been running my mouth, should have been running my head. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. Nope, I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. Nah, I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, it's not you, it's me. 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 But seriously, I'm curious to see you naked. What do they call it? Love? I think we could make it. Yeah. Would it impress you if I stated that there was only 6 degrees of separation between me and Kevin Bacon? Are you into meditation? Cool, I'm not. I don't believe in astrology, but I do like pot. So if you're into that, then we could interact. Maybe dinner back at my place. A 6-pack and a Jimmy hat. I know I'm overly romantic with the poetic potency of an openly stony depressive manic who doesn't give a goddamn if he leaves the planet embarrassed. He's smiling for the cameras while he gets shot out of a camp. I'll be the man of your dreams if you can stand it, and if not, you can politely talk to the hand and wrist. Candlespit, that's the name of my crew. We're coming soon to an awkward night near you. It goes, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me.
I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I go, you're not the reason you're not attracted to me. I'm the reason you're not attracted to me. I said da 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 da. So you're saying it's not you, it's me. It's, you're saying it's my, it's me.
I hope that God decides to talk through them. If the people decide to walk with them, regardless of pitchfork, cosigns, I'll jump. Make sure the sound man doesn't cock block the drums. Let the snare knock the air right out of your lungs. And those words be the oxygen. Just breathe, amen. Regardless, I'ma say it. Felt like I got signed the day that I got an agent. Got an iTunes sex shipment, I'm parent. About damn time that I got out of my basement. About damn time I got around the country and I hit these stages. I was made a slave in 10,000 hours. I'm so damn close, I can taste it. Off of Malcolm Gladwell, David Bowie meets Kanye. Shit, this is dedication. A life lived for art has never been life wasted. 10,000. This is my arena. The TV told me something different, I didn't believe it. I stand here in front of you today, all because of an idea. I could be who I wanted if I could see my potential, and I know that one day I'ma be him. Put the gloves on, sparring with my ego. Everyone's greatest obstacle, I beat him. Celebrate that achievement, got some attachments, some baggage I'm actually working on leaving. See, I observed Escher, I love Basquiat, I watch Keith Haring. You see, I study art. The greats weren't great because at birth they could paint. The greats were great because they paint a lot. I will not be a statistic. Just let me be. No child left behind. That's the American scheme. I make my living off of words and do what I love for work. And got around 980 on my SATs. Take that, system. What you expect? Generation of kids choosing love over a death. You put those hours in and look at what you get. Nothing that you can hold, but everything that it is. 10,000. Different days, same struggle, slow motion as time slips through my knuckles. Nothing beautiful about it. No light has a tunnel for the people that put their passion before them being comfortable. Raw, unmedicated heart, no substitute. Banging on tabletops, no substitute. I'm feeling better than ever, man, what is up with you? Scraping my knuckles and battling with some drug abuse. I lost another friend, got another call from a sister, and I speak for the people that share that struggle too. Like they got something bruised. My only rehabilitation was the sweat, tears, and blood went up in the booth. Part of the show where it all fades away when the lights go to black and the band leaves the stage. And you wanted an encore, but there's no encore today, because the moment is now. Can't get it back from the grave. Part of the show, it all fades away. Lights go to black, band leaves the stage. You wanted an encore, but there's no encore today, because the moment is now. Can't get it back from the grave. Welcome to the heist. Welcome to the ice.
told them all my history and took away my masculinity and had my character portrayed by subpar actors. Addicted to an overuse of graphics and making Greedo shoot first on shot first. So when you try to have the force make sense, you introduce the midichlorians. And what's the deal with having me be dumped over? Sometimes I screwed fans over. I had them believing that the first three films were really done. But Star Wars will be done my way. I don't care what they have to say. I think that they should let it go, and they'll never get a Blu-ray of the Star Wars that you used to know.
Didn't have to change.
I'm Eddie. This is Tyler. Together we make up Petty Films.
Padme. You promised me Padme.
That was kind of crazy in there. All right, Mary. You know what? Hold on. We've got two new callers. I want to go. Here's Corey. There's Corey. Corey's one of those new callers. All right. I got another caller.
Hey, Corey.
Singing. All right. Hold on. 916
hey,
caller.
Mary.
I'm bringing him on. 916.
You're live.
Who's this?
You're live, 916.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Who is it?
916.
Yes.
Barely.
It's Corey. This is Task.
Task One, how's it going?
Man, I'm okay. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. Everything's always crazy when we're trying to run the little show. You know, we got a house full of people running around. How's your night going? You've been crazy on tour for a while.
Yeah, man. I know I was supposed to call earlier. My bad. I've been passed out the whole day.
No,
good to
you
rest.
Go whenever you want.
It's good to rest.
Hey, that,
that
Star
cool.
Wars song was amazing, by the way.
Yeah?
You know, I'm a Star Wars nerd, so like... I never heard that
version.
Like, I'm
going
to have to look that up. I'm
going
to have to download that.
Can I say something?
Sure.
A
I thought it was pretty cool as well.
All right, so can I say something about this guy real quick?
Yeah, go for it, Corey.
All right, so I met this guy just on a random whim going down to Bird's Tiki Lounge, all of them, just Citizen, Beaterazzo, JB, my man, Task One, and they just had so much energy, man. And then when he found me on Facebook, and I looked it up, I was like, motherfucker went to the Jedi Academy? Oh, I have to be this guy's friend.
That's right. I gotta say, we put up an art for a page for you. We put up that one video with the comic book store, man. I think that is wicked. Going and filming a video in a comic book store. That is so cool.
Thank you, man. I'm a closet nerd, man. I'm a closet. I'm not even a closet nerd. Like, I'm an absolute geek. Like, I don't hold back on it. At all.
You shouldn't have to hide your geekdom. I'm a proponent of letting your geek flag fly. You know. Now I have to ask. Okay, so what are your thoughts on Star Wars Episode 7? It's mixed, isn't it? You don't know. It's like there's. It could go both ways. You know. I know, right?
I honestly think that if they're gonna do it, and especially since they got J.J. Abrams to do it, they should just rehash it, almost. I hate to say that, but I'm just like, look, they did it for Star Trek. I was raised by a Trekkie, okay? So my mom was, like, in tears when she heard that they were rehashing Star Trek. But when she watched the movie, she enjoyed it and liked it. I'm thinking the same thing needs to happen for Star Wars. It's like, rehash it. I do not want 70-year-old Han Solo. I'm not interested in that. Like, I wonder if you want
to play Han Solo. I'm sorry. I'm just all about this, Jack, because me and him have similar heritage, I think.
Really? You got your Han Solo hair? Should we call you Corey Han Solo tonight?
Corey Solo? For now on, I'm Corey.
James Bond.
Corey James Bond Solo.
I'm changing my Facebook right now for those listening. My Facebook is now Corey James Han Solo. We could call Mary Princess Mary Leia.
Oh my God, Princess Mary, can I Leia, please?
No.
No, that's horrible.
Lay down.
That was like a quick denial too. That was just like an instant slap down.
Yeah, like instantly.
Part?
Like she knew that I was gonna ask her that question, and then she was like, "No,
of course not."
Well, you know, I don't claim to be
You're a
psychic.
Scoundrel. You're a scruffy looking nerf herder.
I'm a fucking
idiot.
I like my martini shaking up.
I know, dude. We go hard. We go hard here.
We do. That's how we roll in Occupy Underground Radio.
That's right.
We had Nick on earlier, right? And Nick has a show.
Yeah, you know,
hold on.
Where is Nick? Nick is, Nick never didn't get unmuted. Come here. Nick.
You know what? I'm still here.
Thank you, Nick.
You guys are having your delusions of grandeur. I'm out of here for a few minutes in carbon freeze. And you fuckers get all emotional.
We're on the line with Task One. Say hello to each other, mm-hmm. Nick. Task One.
What up, Nick? How's it going? Well, I heard you guys were just in town. I'm sorry I missed your show at first, but as a longtime New Mexico hip-hop native, it's definitely one of the better venues. I'm glad you ran into these guys because, hey, my group's looking to head out, you know, and tour the world, and we're always looking for people to come visit us. So we need to collaborate, man, keep pushing that music. I like what I've been hearing from you guys, so big ups.
Right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Both of you guys got pages on our website. You can go to Occupy-Underground to check each other out. Did you like that? We put up a new website, and it looks a lot cooler than the old one, and so I'm really trying to pimp it out. I want people to go look at our new website. And we've got snazzy-looking little artist pages that we're throwing up. We still have a lot to throw up. We've got a huge pile, but we found we're getting better every day. We found a much quicker way to duplicate the artist pages, and so shit will start going up a lot quicker. Corey, Task One, can you hang out for a little bit? Because I want to play some of your tunes, man.
Yes, sir.
I hand-picked some that I particularly like. Now, I've downloaded three. I found four albums, and I only got three of them downloaded. But that was like, I mean, I could have picked out three songs off of all of them. I would have had a hard time trying to just pick three songs off of all of them. But I picked three that I thought were wicked, man. I think... You've got an incredible flow, and your videos are awesome, too. I think we've got all of them linked to your page now. We were working on that today. But I'm going to start out with this one because, like, the first time I heard it, I just, like, couldn't stop rocking my head. So here we go. This is Passion.
Can't wait to hear this.
Check,
I love it.
Check it out.
M phases.
Be fanatic. You don't give a fuck anymore. It's me against the world, my nigga. Yeah, there ain't no question if I'm ill or not. I fold the killer's plot, feeling shot. Got my paper stacking up like building blocks. I take the killer shot. You can't match up with us cause it's pointless like the caterpillars fighting silverback gorillas. While there's marking the schemes of the targeted teams, we move like a squad of marines on with particle beams. My primal rage floods the streets like a tidal wave. Fear spreading like a pandemic causing rival plague. I'm amazed how the world now knows who's half is. I'm making shockwaves of urban versus polar axis. But you can roam the atlas for a versus open that shit. And I'ma bury you alive after I close the casket. I'm causing total madness only cause I'm trying relentless. Violent menace colder than a cryogenic biochemist. Inside the trenches bumping Wu-Tang and Porter's head. Taz is born and bred to leave a microphone torn to shreds. This be that shit for the streets. This is only for my real MCs. Need to let y'all know that I will never hold back. Solo bitch, my niggas, they call me old man.
You think I ain't know that?
Blah.
Nigga, hold that.
Blah.
Nigga, hold that.
Blah.
Nigga, hold that. One man army corps ripping on the whole track. Superhero shit, my niggas, they call me old man.
Old man.
Rappers on a triple beam scale. Talking shit about me on Twitter or email. Forget the details of the bathroom, fool. Let the keep on talking shit. Squeeze and knock a nigga off his high horse like Christopher Reeves. I'm known to cripple and seize like your neck was broke. You better hope your heart is beating like I use a stethoscope to check your pulse. Exhale a breath of smoke, bit fire that's very hot. Walking paradox, I get more props on stage than Carrot Top. Hop on the violence like a soldier broke the code of silence while I'm shedding ultraviolet light to open Boca Island. Holding mic since your mama made you rock pajamas. You was playing cops and robbers, tell your team not to bother. I squash your rocks until they smash your factory. Don't wait any manufacturer average rapper in a trash capacitor. This be that shit for the streets. This is only for my real MCs. This to let y'all know that I will never hold back. Solo, solo bitch, my niggas, they call me old man. You think I ain't know that? Blah.
Nigga, hold that.
Blah.
Nigga, hold that.
Blah.
Nigga, hold that. One man army corps ripping on the whole track. Superhero shit, my niggas, they call me old man.
The death for the sequel, I say infecting the people like this was greater than evil by using heroin. Yeah. Let me spit it like this. Let me spit it for my niggas ready to get bucked wild in this bitch. Hey yo, fool what you want, we stay killing fool. Fool what you want, we stay gripping tool. If we stay winning, nigga, there's no way we finna lose. I'm a beast, motherfucker, from the Sacramento Zoo. I make hit music, make kids lose it. Play this new shit, and they get stupid. You make kids do this if you get your mind right. Cause every album I drop, if we work 5 mics. A dope MC is a dope MC. Killing these niggas up in the industry. The simple shit I spit for free won't let me rip an infamy. This be that shit for the streets. This is only for my real MCs. This to let y'all know that I will never hold back. Solo, solo bitch, my niggas, they call me old man. You think I ain't know that?
Blah.
Nigga, hold that.
Blah.
Nigga, hold that.
Blah.
Nigga, hold that. One man army corps ripping on the whole track. Superhero shit, my niggas, they call me old man. This be that shit for the streets.
Slave again, got no fake ass friends.
with no Timberlands. Showing up, got no designer names, and I never played no video games, and I ain't got no diamond rings, no bling, and no mix, and no two earrings, and no pimp glasses, mugs, or cups, and things, or whatever the hell they all be carrying. And don't treat my highs too high or lows too low. You won't see my soul sold on no video. Don't need no checks to get no chicks, or be some hypocrite to get you on my dick. So let the young sing and rap to the young, as long as y'all don't make freedom is free to be dumb.
Can you hear me now? 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 Now,
now,
now.
It's suicidal to think I'm your American Idol. Hypnotic, trapped in some 3,000-mile box. Chicks, Bobby socks, and they be Botox. Now the hip-hop's the new so-called rock. Parents dressing the outside of their kids and what they wear instead of stressing the inside. Way back, my people gave me pride. Now a human life, boy, I ain't gotta hide. If you can't afford it, just leave it to the side. Cause you looking real stupid with that tear in your eye. Got a 94 and I hear y'all talking, but it's damn sure better than walking. It might be old, you know it sure ain't gold. And it's better than styling out in the cold. And it ain't no rose and it won't get sold, but you won't see me walking on the side of the road.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
At the age I am now, and if I can't teach, I shouldn't even open my mouth and begin to speak. I need some radio to help me reach, but I heard they get their money on by making you weak. Drowning in the sea of some big dose of now. No past or future, let the young grow wild. Ain't got enough, it ain't done robbed the child. Suckers don't curl, fill them up with style. Like hip-hop started on TRL, like wow. Just a game that made it a damn shame. Hell with history, you don't even know my name. I ain't the same damn thing that y'all used to playing. I'm that non-stop rocket heading to your brain. Now that's what I'm saying.
Can you hear me now? 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 Can you hear me now?
Now,
now,
now, now. I may not got no float, I ain't pimped by no Negro back with some crack with his ass by the dough. Therefore, I could never be poor, cause my mind, body, and soul could not be sold. Priceless, so I avoid that trifling. Words in my cipher, stuff y'all can't get enough of. Got no time for somebody's jail. My time is just like the U.S. mail. My time is richer than the new Astro pictures. I'd be damned if my face be under some picture where you heard the N-word, so save your liquid. P.E., we just here to flip it. Find somebody new to get with. The next time you hear cat who can't even stand or look in the mirror.
Can you hear me now? 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 Can you hear me now?
Now,
hear me now.
Now,
can you hear me now? 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 Can you hear me now?
Now,
hear me now.
Now,
can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Now he says that I'm a throwaway.
Of your attitude about Star Wars. Seriously.
No.
You know what? I retract my previous offer to bang you.
Right. Retract it. No, I'm saying
you
it really is.
Okay, no. It doesn't work like that. You can't retract an offer to bang somebody after they declined it.
What is it, the measuring tape?
Yeah, buddy, come on over. And then you were like, nah, bitch. Then that would be like
measuring tape.
What do you think? Task one, you're still on the line, right?
Yeah, here.
Who's coughing?
Yeah, can
Who's
we get
coughing?
An opinion on that? That's me. Sorry. Allergies. Me. You know. We're participating.
How was launch
we're partaking of the medicinal out here.
Oh,
not
was
me,
I? Okay,
either.
Yes. Okay, so Star Wars. For me, like, I really do enjoy the story to it, you know, because, like, they're an evolved race. They're using more of their, like, you know, DNA-activated mental capacities, and they can freaking, like, move shit with the Force, and they become one with the Force. And it's awesome. You're not muted.
I like the storyline behind the Star Wars. You know, you could break it down to, like, how they commercialized and made it stupid, and that kind of pisses us off, but we still do enjoy the story. Like, see little Anakin, you're like, oh, that's Darth Vader before he turned into an asshole with a burnt face and the...
Right.
And anyway, you know, so you're, like, following the little dude up, and I like the whole, you know, but yeah, Star Wars. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. That was extremely eloquent and well summed up.
You're a jerk.
No, I'm not. I meant that totally.
No, she's a jerk.
Oh.
You're the jerk, why?
I'm sorry. I'm a jerk. I am totally a jerk. I'm sorry.
So.
I mean, a jerk. We're talking about Star Wars. We had JB Nimble. We had.
Task one. He's still on the line. Task.
We had Nick. Nick's show's coming up Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. He'll be on Blog Talk Radio, too. It'll be a replay of the Rips and Raps. And so, anyway, that was Nick Hill's for years. We had JB Nimble, and we also had, what was the other dude's name? He's online
Task
right now.
Task one. Can you not hear me?
What did you think about my feelings on Star
Mary,
Wars?
Mary, how much have you had to drink tonight? God, I thought we had a company policy about this.
Well, this is Task one. I'll tell you, I think what happened to Star Wars was when it lost its fantasy. Because one of the things that I always will tell people, what's the difference between Star Trek and Star Wars? Is that Star Trek is sci-fi, Star Wars is sci-fantasy. And when the Star Wars people were trying to make sense of everything, like midichlorians and stuff, that's when I think it started going down. But I still respect the original three. And... yeah, that's it.
That's because in the expanded, they've got the whole expanded universe. People have been writing books and comic books and things in the Star Wars universe for eons now. And it's like, or eons, am I doing that right? Eons? I don't know. Eons? Eons? All right. I want to be correct about it, you know. I don't want to sound like a fool. No, but they're so elaborate in their explanations of how things play out, you know, and then they started to translate that into the movies. And that's a whole other point, because, like, in the whole expanded universe, how far did you read books, too?
I read a few of them. I haven't read all of them. There's so many.
There's, like, there are characters that are introduced in the Heir to the Empire series, like Luke Skywalker's wife, Mara Jade,
right,
and the kids and everything. And all of them went out to be in all these other books. And it's like, so those are generally accepted as episodes 7, 8, and 9 by the Star Wars community. And do you think they're going to try to follow that at all? I mean, they're probably not. Yeah.
No, they've already pretty much said that those books are now considered non-canon. Which pisses me off because
that's almost everything.
Further. Well, yeah. Well, I don't know how far you read, but you heard what happened to Chewbacca, right?
No. I don't think so.
So you want me to just tell you now that it's not going to happen in real in the book? All right, he died saving the Skywalker kid.
He what?
He actually he dies saving the Skywalker kids.
Oh, you know what? I think I did hear that somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Han and Leia's kids.
Yeah, I forgot. It was so long. I read it so long ago. It was one of the kids. One of the kids, either Han and Leia's or Luke Skywalker's kids. He dies saving his lives. And he just went out like a soldier, and I always respected that about him. But now I don't know what they're going to do, especially now they're saying this is considered episode 7. And Han Solo's coming back, but Mark Hamill's already said, I'm not coming back. I want nothing to do with it. So,
did he? Okay, good to know.
Yeah,
what about
Peter Sanders? What's that?
You know, Peter Mayhew came back for the prequels, though.
Dude,
I mean,
that was
he
your
might
track
be down
we just
to...
listened to, right? And you're that into Star Wars? That's fucking insane, dude. I didn't even know they wrote freaking novels on that shit.
Oh yeah,
see, I told you. What did I tell you, Mary? I said we're doing a Star Wars episode. You need to do your homework.
I need to do some homework. Well, you know, it just makes the conversation more lively because there are people who are listening that aren't into it as much as you guys are.
Yeah, you can relate to all those bastards out there who haven't seen Star Wars. Seriously, if you haven't seen Star Wars,
no,
I
have. I've seen them all. I used to have little fight scenes set up in different random places.
If you haven't seen Star Wars, come over to my house. I'll watch it with you.
For
me,
it's
an open invitation to the whole radio world.
If you haven't
seen
Star Wars,
I didn't know there were actually books. Exactly. I would probably
have read
one.
Thank you. High five, sir. Through the radio. High five.
Your high five
American
is through the radio. That is so cool.
Wars,
Ben, do you have the books? I would like to borrow them.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I got, Mary? I got Star Wars Episode 1 in this like really cool hardbound edition that was autographed by the author Terry Brooks that I got at the Star Wars Celebration back in Denver, Colorado, like right when just a little while before Episode 1 came out in theaters. They were like having this celebration. And me and my buddy Chico and my friend Tommy, we all went and geeked out. And I met, okay, there was all these people you
we
could go meet.
Out. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I did. There's all those people you could go meet. And I didn't feel like standing in line to meet any of them except for one. You want to know who that one person was? They were in Star Wars. They were in most of the movies playing different people, though. I'll give you a hint. Oh, okay. It was Willow, dude. Warwick Davis. We'll do that. Matt Mardigan. You know, Willow. I went
Willow,
and met that
yeah.
dude. I stood in line that that dude got his autograph. He was the only one.
Nice.
Cool. That's
yeah,
really cool. Willow was one of my favorite movies from as a kid.
Willow is awesome.
You know, I was in a cage and
here.
I was like,
how are you
young
Schwartz?
Val Kilmore.
We got Greg Schwartz in the house. He's 26 and he's never seen Willow.
Greg is always.
He's
in
never
the
seen
house.
Willow.
Greg, you're a pervert.
I know.
And they had the pixies that are like, no pee pee on the baby. You don't remember Willow?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not exactly. Actually on the line, so he doesn't know what you're saying, Mary. But you know, we got another caller, 505 area code. I'm gonna bring them in. 505 caller. Who is this?
Ben Polk, Occupy Underground. What's up?
Who the hell is this?
James.
Who is this?
Yo.
All right.
Hey, James.
So if you're listening in, James, you're a jerk. So I was sitting there. I was having a beer.
Oh, hi,
James.
Quinn. Dude, high
if
five.
You're
we're both here.
James, you're a jerk. Okay.
Yeah, James. All right. So, yeah, if you're listening in, James, you're a jerk. I was sitting there having a beer, and I was very happy, and I was very smiley. And then I see the picture of a black midget on my phone, and his ass is in my face, and
midget.
It ruined my beer. So you're a jerk.
Midget
and.
Black.
It's on. It's on.
Hey, and it's
little.
Because
it's a black midget that you put on my phone. That's why it's got to be a black midget. I just can't change reality for you.
It's a little person. We got to be politically correct.
What is a little African American little person doing on your phone? Let's be PC.
Yeah, right. Thank you,
people.
Mary.
Yes.
I thought it was hot.
I don't know anything about this. I wasn't present. I don't think. Yeah, it was. Okay.
I'm just listening.
Hey.
What?
Did Task take off already?
No. Task is on the line.
No, I'm
Task,
still here.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Man, so I'm the artistic director for the website, brother, and just a big fan already, man. I'm like these guys, I've been listening for the past couple of days to your stuff, and I think you're creative. I think you're fresh. I think you're hilarious and lyrically just sound, man, all the way around. So keep doing what you're doing, dog, and I'm promoting you all the way, my friend.
Yeah, we have all been very, very impressed with you.
And so I got some task facts for everybody who's listening.
Hook us up, James.
Yeah, so just some things about task that people might want to know, you know what I mean? So So Clark Kent had to go by Superman because Task 1 was already taken, if you didn't know that. you know, and Death once had a near Task 1 experience, you know, which is crazy.
Okay, thanks.
So
you screwed that up.
I guess he had an opportunity to perform in the movie 300, but, you know, if Task had performed in 300, the film would have had to have been called 1. So, you know, he skipped that.
Right, you didn't do that part.
Now, this one is impressive to me because I'm kind of a fan of magic and whatnot. But did you know that Task 1 can make a slinky go up the stairs?
Oh, my God, anti-gravity.
You
gotta,
can I get
insane.
That on YouTube? For sure.
Yeah, totally got to see that, Task. This one's my favorite. This one takes the cake, and I'm going to finish on this one. And I just, like I said, wanted everyone to get an idea of the man Task 1 himself. But so Task 1 wrote his own autobiography. You know what it's called? Tell him, Task.
I do.
The Guinness Book of World Records?
The Guinness Book of World Records. Yes.
Guinness Book of World Records.
That is Task 1 in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. I love it.
I got another one. What's underneath Chuck Norris's beard? What?
Oh.
Task one.
That was so okay.
Oh
my god.
My favorite Task fact is before they met Task One, the Black Eyed Peas were just known as the Peas.
Yeah.
Oh my god. They're just peeing. They weren't even European. They were just peeing.
Dude, I like the Black Eyed Peas, dude. Is that wrong, dude? So I'm telling you, I'm just like, all right, dude, I kind of want to get that boom, boom, boom. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
All right, you meant boom, 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 like, nice.
Is that
like, can
album,
I have that?
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, Mary.
What?
Did you know that regular people take regular showers, but Task One takes meteor showers?
Hey, I'd like to see that. I love a meteor
shower.
Not
funny. I did not find that funny. I did not like the way that you downgraded meteor showers, sir.
You'd be upset because you'd be hit by a meteor.
But then you'd become
right.
Like fucking
like
a superhero.
You'd be
like
Robert
Super
James.
Whatever.
Corey James Taylor. Super.
No, but really, Cassian, I think that it was just coming across your page and the way you wrote out the bio, brother, and just how creative you are and everything you're doing, man, it's great. It's awesome, dude. Keep it up, man. Please, I want to see more and more and more.
You got it. Yes, sir.
How about you want to hear some more? Let's play some more Task.
Definitely.
One.
Let's play some Task.
Okay.
All right. Task.
Class of 9-8, how's the place? Big bang in your face. You softened dough boy, bitching in the kitchen with no cake. I let the low scrape and wake. Up early in the morning, a dope copy and whole cakes. Used to blow things and snowflakes. Now I post state. Pause, stop, hold weight. Relaxation, get myself together. It don't matter what the tent be. I know it's all about the binge, but right now I'm on one. Catch me. The hype don't give me gas, my tank empty. Look, I plot, cop, pop, and drop gently. That's where the Marcus, J. Ray, and Remy cop a guap like Benny, Mr. Snapple, and Henny to get my mind right. But I still bat lefty, like Rose, like Woe, might blow, hydro, and micros that look just like those. Delonte, what's the weather? Put the pressure, let the pipes blow. Pipes bust like us, righteous. I might dust and head to minus. Call y'all biters, put your light up, like a fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me. Come on, put your light up, light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me. Come on. I'm a murky beast. Watch the dirt you see. The weight that I carry proves that your turf is weak. Call 911 cause the big black rap addict is back at it. Dog came and the cat got it. Them little pussies always purr when they pet it. It'll burn if you let it. You gon' learn to forget it. Yo, Dree, I'm 24-7, doors open like tennis, cash up to the heavens, and it started with a penny, got them startled by the Timmy, frightened by the bully, fighting with the bully, got you running to your home with a knot on your dome, you got aluminum flows, but you be calling them chrome as they'll be. Don't trip, I got this, I rock microphones and throw bows in my pits. I'm an MC, watch me light and puff and get high as fuck. Call the fire, yo, try to put your light up, light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me. Come on, put your light up, light the fire up. I said be heard, be seen, don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen, no dream, that's word, not me.
Hey, yo, I'm like auto-tune. You don't want
wanted on the mic with me. Psychically, I conquered your team and crushed your dynasty. You're in the minor league if you try to touch a live MC. You step to me and you get 5+3. And I'ma be landing Morocco, getting hit in a brothel, smoking on taco tats. I paint the perfect picture with hands like Picasso. Cause I am a beast master, eat rapper, seek bastard, break to a priest, pastor, a deacon to bring peace faster. And each chapter, I'm making figures while taking niggas out of the equation. Cause we're beefing like a shaking sizzler. I'm taking pillars to awake the heaven, awake the essence. Just a shout out to Cash Street, cause they're my brethren. I ain't a threat maker, but I am a breathtaker. Get paper at the same time, laugh at these stress haters. I cover your food for thought like I'm the best waiter. Nobody's better, they're just less greater. And I'm an artist that I'm harder than an X-rated spectator. Talking shit to me now, I promise Jeff later. Because your rhymes all suck, and now we're riding up. And be formation like the mighty Ducks. So put your lighters up.
Light the fire up, I said be heard, be seen. Don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen. No dream, that's word, not me. Come on, put your lighters up. Light the fire up, I said be heard, be seen. Don't dim, just gleam. Like high beams on the freeway on screen. No dream, that's word, not me. Come on.
Let the beat build for a minute. Microphone check, 1, 2, then I did it. What you wanna say? Yeah, you like the way that Twan spit it. Check him out, Rips and Raps, the radio network. Don't be a jerk, we be making you sweat perk. I'll be blowing on the best. CC, yeah, I ain't worried about stress. And I live my life. Nick Furious, thanks for the mic. And giving me the passion to go for my goals and put it into action. Yeah. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Nick. One more time. Thank you, Nick. I feel like I'm on his dick.
To embrace the music. It's your only chance, so don't let it go. No, yo, it's all about friendship mixed with resin grip, sense of sensibility, sense and change since I see me. Yeah, creeping through the motherfucking fog, doing my rap shit. Man, I'm never gonna give you no hog. I'm not gonna give you no pigs, no invasions of this motherfucking body snatches and these pod snatches. I'm podcasting. Yeah, I'm broadcasting, I'm fucked up. Been smoking all day, man, I'm about to erupt. Volcano, like, what's his name, fucking that shit. Yeah, I'm getting down like Dave Chappelle up in this bitch. Man, I'm getting down, spitting round, so profound. It's the Rips and Raps podcast, you know it right now. So, yeah. You only get one chance, you only get one time. So let's go, you only get one chance, so don't let it roll. Yo, Loki, tell him why.
Let it roll off your shoulders. Don't need to be carrying boulders around while you're pounding the ground. Speaking the lyrics that be so profound. People hear me speak and they gather around. I got that shit that'll make your speakers pound. You know how the fuck in the 505 we get down. We get loud when we're moving the crowd. Bitch, don't act so damn proud. I get loud and I smack ya, just hitting back ya. Up against the wall and I kiss ya, diss ya.
on the track, I ain't taking it back. I'll do like 10 pounds of smack. Yeah, my reaction is to overdose till I'm comatose. Yeah, yeah, I like heroin. Where's my heroin? Someone come save me when I'm fucking up my rhymes again. Go tell a friend. If you heard the podcast, dropping bomb blast out of the chamber, bitch, you're in danger.
If you like the beats that you're hearing, check out resindripdub.bandcamp.com. Resindripdub.bandcamp.com.
I like these beats a lot, R-E-Z-I-N.
Yes, because JT's the man.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
We want to thank him for his production tonight. We also want to thank our boy Twan for getting up in the studio with us as well.
Yeah, man.
We're going to let...
I appreciate you guys. Thank you. I love what y'all doing over here.
We're going to talk to him more about himself at the break. Right now, though, I'm going to let him do the talking for himself.
If they can't take the heat, they get the fuck up out the kitchen. I'm a beast, I'm a boxer, I'm a motherfucking boss. Mayweather in the game, I ain't never take a loss. If you wanna battle me, little homie, get your money up. I'm always first place in this race, you the runner-up. Wanna go again? Shit, nigga, I could double up. My last name Beast, but best believe I fuck it up. Walk up in the club with my playoff 12 things on. I'm blocking out the haters with my all-black rings on. Yeah. And she can get critical. I'm aiming at your head cause I'm a crazy individual. Can't stop, won't stop. Swan sitting outside with a whole team. Click, clack, take your face off. Yeah, I got white boys that run in your house. Hit you with a baseball bat and still on the couch. Young niggas with violent ways. I gotta check my P's and Q's cause I ride for days. I mean, chop it down, get right to the straight talk. Running circles around the game, something like a cakewalk. Call me Mr. Beast, best believe I keep it proper. Rough around the edges, but I'm smooth like Sinatra. Your boy KD's, better check your roster. I do it cause the hustle, and I do it cause I nod. Nice, all my shit dope, and all that shit was smoke, man. I call this shit choke, man. I pass it to the left, and I pass it to the right. And my nigga CT, BC, all night. Holla at me if you hear me.
I'm hollering at you. I'm hollering at you. CT.
Yo. Steady hollering at ya, CT, call us the body snatchers. The way we envision, you know we on a mission to beat this rap game into submission. Yo, I got a vision, check out my style. I'm sick of motherfuckers talking about how they going wild. That's fucking bullshit. You know how much that chain costs, motherfucker, you about to get your whole chain lost. And I give it to the poor, cause that's what belongs to, and I don't want more. Getting it, spitting it, ripping it. Nick Fury, yeah, show you how we on a mission then.
We on a mission like I'm 007. And if you don't wanna play, I'll blast you in the head and leave you dead. I'm the Reverend like Run DMC, CC. In these three CCs of some blood stack, see, cause he's in the ER. Bleeding from his jugular. I sponged him in his larynx and drank his punch from his back. Next step, yo, I'll keep peeking too. We got a setback cause we just getting excited, that's what we do. Yeah, we freestyle, come with this shit like we in a pole. When we in a pole, when we in a soul. Yeah, we know what's gonna happen right here. You're listening to Rips and Rap, Rips and Rap.
All up in your ears.
Rips and Rap, yeah.
All up in your ears. Have no fears.
Keep popping that shit.
Bent on keeping it in order, so we kept it for her. Take to the wall
Everybody saw you making the call, face in the palm of a hand too small to grab. Are you a man or a cul-de-sac? And you wonder why you can't just call him back. Another blind chance to fall in a lap and dance, but the answer doesn't all match with the path drawn on the map. See you sleep some days, stay awake most nights, become crazy and maybe hold tight to real life. Only when it feels right, only when it makes your eyes peel twice and the lids heal nice and quick. The vice grips tightening, waiting for your life to slip into oblivion. You hold your breath until you relinquish the wind. It's within, you gotta make it without the inhibition, doubt and restriction. Because when the time comes to find someone to run with, would you give up life for one gift or stand back, paint a masterpiece out of nothing but the rubble at your feet? Death to the weak, so when the next week I can finally get you to speak. And you make no mistakes, every step taken was placed in faith that you would get your head straight and balance, face the challenges, take it how it is, make it into place to calluses. So if you want to break out of this, let them all know what you thought. And the only stance to take is a chance to stand up and talk.
One more for the unsure horror, done for before the love lawn runs towards the shells left the mortar as he stepped in horror, hell bent on keeping it in order, so we kept it for him. One more for the unsure horror, done for before the love lawn runs towards the shells left the mortar, he stepped in horror, hell bent on keeping it in order, so we kept it for him.
Grab a hold, let loose and attract to gold. Heart is porcelain, fragile as gold. A magical soul skips beats every time he sees her lips speak slow. And as this leaf floats, it tries to recall the words the tree spoke. But all it heard was a wish in the wind. Now it hopes to hear it again whenever the breeze blows and the G's blow. Just so you know, when a man is a hero, as the time bomb ticks to zero, and your mind's gone to fix a miracle. Lies long to live empirical. Fakes up to the made up when a little more life is a lot more. Breakups, give it to the night so the next day you'll wake up. All right, put your best foot forward. Kick down the door, rip out the floorboards. This house is a prison. But the time outside just isn't much different. Claustrophobic, are the walls closing in? Are you growing into your own skin? Or is everyone else looking at you like, what? I don't know him. Frozen in motion, cold wind blowing once again. But it's not saying what's within, hoping that no one knows how deeply it can cut the skin. Rubs it in with a laugh, a custom grin. On a path down a road that must end with a dungeon's finger running the other way, and it'll be another day until the sun hits your face. All I'm saying is speak up and talk slick. Stand up, get your feet out the coffin. Man up to the beat and keep walking. Question? Ask me your conscience. I'm right here for your whole life, dear. The reason that you write to fight fear, believing that your mind is not quite clear enough to take your life serious. Adjustments must get spun to overcome this rubbish. Some will never understand what the plan is. Hung above applause in the dances, cut down. If you got the answers in your pocket, pull the list out when nobody's watching. People listen to you if your conviction is in a different position when you're talking.
One more for the unsure aura, done for before the love lawn runs towards the shells left the mortar as he stepped in horror, hell bent on keeping it in order, so we kept it. One more for the unsure aura, done for before the love lawn runs towards the shells left the mortar, stepped in horror, hell bent on keeping it in order, so we kept it for them.
Another one from JB Nimble. I'm just really impressed with that guy.
Okay,
cool,
like
right.
His flow. That's
a nice
thing. Yeah.
A really cool sound.
Corey,
I'm actually playing with a knife right now. I have one of my buddies with me, Dave. He's kind of been behind the scenes. He's been helping us film, and he came out just from the goodness of his heart. And he's a veteran himself, just like me, and we're got this amazing titanium knife that I'm going to take a picture of and post it on our Facebook. It's I have this like fucking shitty Smith and Wesson knife, and he pulls this fucking amazing, beautiful fucking piece of artwork out. He's like, I just have this, no big deal. No,
it's just, yeah, it's a little thing.
Wait till you see this thing, it's amazing.
All right,
Lonnie, what is 96 pounds? You
what are you talking about, Corey?
A knife. Did I not make that clear? Should I not drink so much or what? I don't understand the rules.
What's this show sponsored by, Corey? What are you drinking tonight?
This show is sponsored by, I don't think I can say it. Like, I don't know. Like, this is sponsored by Hopes and Dreams. That's what tonight is sponsored by.
You know, and hopes and dreams are amazing, and we all have them. And you know what? Whatever we do that makes us happy and we feel good and there's not too much stress about it, that's what you'll gravitate towards, that's what you will push, and that's what will be your niche, and that's where it'll make you shine. So go to what you love.
I'm going to let it shine.
Yes. Absolutely.
Let it shine. We're going to let it shine. Occupy.
Oh, my God. Hey, Corey.
Radio.
Oh, hi.
Corey.
Yeah, James, what's up, brother?
Speaking of hopes and dreams, so I saw the 111 Iron building.
Right, dude? That is in the hopes and dreams, brother. Hopes and dreams,
dude,
right?
We have to live and create beautiful things there. That place is amazing.
Dude, it's I don't know how we can afford it, dude. If you're listening in,
it'll happen.
We are trying to become legitimate business type folks, and it's slowly building and slowly building. And we are just—it's going to be absolutely amazing. But this building is like perfect. It's just—I don't just stay tuned, keep listening in, and see what we're doing as see as we grow. Because I mean. This building is seriously, this is going to be our tower of power. This is going to be where the superheroes go. This is going to be with a band with no name, fucking superhero
name. I
want to
be a superhero. What's my superhero name?
You're definitely Wonder Woman.
Yeah. What's your
superhero
name?
Dude, like, honestly, right now I'm dealing with my baby who has 103 fever, and she don't feel good. So, like, I'm doing this and, like, dealing with her, too. And you know what? She's doing better. She's not as
listening.
Sorry.
If there's any
paramedics,
no, I'm just saying. If there's any paramedics listening, and make sure, what can you give the symptoms and see if they can diagnose them?
Dude, she's coming down with the flu. She's got a fever and her throat hurts. She's got like a little bit of a viral thing going. She'll be fine in a couple days. She needs rest and love. Rest and love. And the force. Everybody send the force to my baby. Good healing vibes.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Good vibes.
Star Wars, episode 7.
Good vibes.
I'm excited to see the story.
All right. Now, I'm pointing out, again, we got more of the Bedrago beats going behind this, because I think that's...
this guy's so ill. Can we get this guy to call in, please?
I don't know. Well, ask him. Maybe
let's get him.
Yeah, let's get him.
If you're not listening,
somebody
you're listening later.
You're
not here.
He can bump all the way through, no problem.
We'll just be like, dude, we mentioned you on our show. Listen to it. And he'll be like, okay. Right? Hey, dude. Seriously. Be on our show next week.
Wow.
Do you like that?
Yeah, it's sick. He just sits there with two Akai MPC samplers and just goes off. It's so cool. The video's on the face,
too. It's badass. Do you have any other callers in, or is it just us four?
Just rocking.
No, you know, Greg Swartzen jumped in there, but he's been being really quiet.
Yeah, but nobody
else.
Are you there?
Anyway, so. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh,
Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's up?
What's up, Greg?
So, rehearsal tonight. We did, like, a little bit of, what was it, like, kind of a halfway cover of a Pink Floyd song. And just, it's interesting listening to, like, the two different...
We did?
Like, you know, more of a producer, beat person... opposed to a musician who plays the notes and, like, feels it in their head. It's just interesting listening to the dynamics between the both, because we had, like, kind of a little bit of tension at rehearsal today over the wall.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
But, you know, but I think,
but it was
honestly,
good.
Like,
I had a
talk
with Nick. Huh?
I recorded it, and I've been listening to it. And you know what? It sounded amazing. Like, I was just, like, so... amazed that you guys, like, we were like, here, play this, and you and KO and freaking Julian just picked it up like it was a niche. Maybe we've all heard that song.
Yeah, what's
we
going on with KO?
No.
Yeah, we learned that probably
in.
What 5 minutes.
Hey, I think it's some music time. Can I
gnarly.
Do some music?
Please. Is there a way you can play that record? No,
I'm
professionally rough. Don't do that.
Hey Ben, what do you have on the playlist? Play some Revita.
No, I'm gonna do another Batwings Labyrinth song, and then after that I've got I happen to know
awesome.
That,
remember
the
replay
hey,
Rex will be Tuesday night 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, featuring Nick Furious and Loki.
That is
doing
so
the
weird.
Replay.
She keeps doing that. I'm like in the middle of saying something, and she keeps like typing in with an advertisement. I don't know what's going on with her.
I don't know either, dude. I'm
on,
like,
okay, hold on.
Sorry.
I'm going to
It's like Nick Horseshoe on practice.
I don't know.
No. No, he didn't.
He didn't pull you to the side.
Some bat wings, and then...
No, I love those guys. I love that he called in earlier. He was, especially when Ben was on mute. He was a good, talk to. What's the music, Ben? Ben, play that funky music, white boy.
All right, I'm playing some bat wings. But then I happen to know that Jimmy James is listening, and I've got a song. It's a dedication. I'm dedicating to Jimmy James if he's still listening. And that's going to come on right after Bat Wings for Lab Rat.
Kick the brush to rise to the challenge. Kicks and stands disappear, so kick. kick the chorus right now, right here.
La 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 let's have a blast and remember this moment for the rest of our lives.
Our lives.
Our lives.
Our lives.
Oh, 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 oh.
Tonight.
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 Tonight. Tonight. Cause the night's the night, am I right?
Dance!
Feels like a night for a party. My nature, so naughty. There's a knock on the door, it's the neighbors. Quick cut blocking, we're having a holdout. You hose down, don't let me pull my hose out. Cause it's big, long, pink, strong. I've been known to dance like all night long. Grab my hand, play this song. DJ, save my life, come on. Leave your fear, back off the wall. Free your feet and push it up. If you don't have a mustache, slide the cock into a boot tie. To a boot tie, yeah, yeah.
And we danced,
and we cried, and we laughed, and had a really, really, really good time. Take my hand, let's have a blast, and remember this moment for the rest of our lives.
I am not going to stand on the wall. I will dance, I will dance, I will break that ass off. And I see you in the corner, corner looking so small, doing the robot like if I died tonight, at least I went hard. I will not give a damn who watches me. I will live, liberate the thoughts in me. I will be the disco ball freak and give my all to whatever girl's booty I'm freaking on. I'm not skeeting, no, it's just freaking hot. Alright, so I skeeted. I will not be a mannequin, no. The ego banishes. The roof's on fire, let's burn down the Vatican. I will moonwalk to Pluto in honor of Michael Jackson. In heaven he'll be saying that man is tired of dancing. Rip to the king, Michael Jackson. We learned it all from you. Dedicate this to the dance floor. Party up the sorrow till tomorrow morning happens. We pledge allegiance to the DJ. Put your hands up. And we danced, and we cried, and we laughed, and had a really, really, really good time. Take my hand, let's have a blast, and remember this moment for the rest of our
lives. You see me looking at you from that bar right over there, but your friends are huddled up and they are hating on the player.
I just want to dance with you, get on the back of you, to tap the boots, extract the truth.
And we danced, and we cried, and we laughed, and had a really, really, really good time. Take my hand, let's have a blast, and remember this moment for the rest of our lives.
Rips and Raps last night.
And on next show, we got to play a little bit of snippet of that. What's up?
What's up, man? I was trying to hit you guys up. I was listening, but you guys were playing music for like a pretty, like, you guys have been playing music for like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Probably.
It is a music show.
We're in
yeah.
Power.
Oh,
we're,
yeah,
we're
know,
like, we've got these little portals, and they're like little they're little baby wormholes that go from like our house to
like
America,
a black hole.
Everybody's
like, you know
right,
anything
yeah.
about
little,
like,
little portals, you know. So we've just been passing this pipe from house to house through these little wormholes and having a little powwow. We were playing some music. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Guys.
So, Twan, what is going on, brother? Hey, I just want to say, man, it was so fucking beautiful getting on that fucking show and rapping with you, man. Rips and Raps Radio Network, getting ready to come on the fucking literary underground fucking show. You guys got to check it out, blogtalkradio.com. And, man, dude, fucking just tell them about what you're doing, dude. Tell them about the music. Tell them about what you feel. Tell them about how fucking awesome you think that I am. That's what you should tell them.
Awesome. I can't lie. Like, I had a like really good time, you know what I mean? Me and Core and Nick Fury and what's the other guy? Loki? Yeah, we all
Loki.
Loki. Mike.
Loki.
Yeah.
From Bad Wings for Lambert.
Yeah.
We played him a couple times tonight, man. Cause I just
that was good stuff. I enjoyed it.
All right, this is our 3-minute warning, guys. Just want to let you know. We've got about 3 minutes to wrap up. Hold on. I want to say thank you to everybody who called in. I had we had so many people calling in and on that I couldn't get to play all the beat tracks behind all the conversation that I wanted to. I really wanted to get some of that citizen played, and I didn't get to. We'll throw him out here in another week. And I got a lot of tracks from these from those guys we heard tonight, Jibby and Evolcast 1 and B. Durazzo. We'll be playing them throughout the show, I'm sure. It's just added to our music collection now. You'll hear more of it.
And
thank you, Task One. Thank you, Jamie Nimble, for calling in. Thank you, B. Durazzo and Citizen, for giving me music to play, even though I didn't get to play as much as I wanted to, you know. Thank you.
Hey,
we love you guys.
And Ben.
Yeah. What?
Ben, we got to tell our listeners to get their thinking caps on, because hopefully next week we got the sculptor Emily Vosberg with the Abstraction of Utopia project. So.
That's right. Okay. Now, where's the website they can check that out at?
Look up the Abstraction of Utopia at the Kickstarter.com website, they can see a video about it. But it got me thinking, man, and I want to know more about it. She's this local sculptor,
right.
and she's doing a social project on the Abstraction of Utopia. And so, I don't know, you might want to think ahead about
she
that.
Is,
one.
We're going to tentatively, we haven't like confirmed it yet, but I think she's going to call in next week and talk to us on the show about that whole project.
I hope we can make that happen.
Yeah.
Cause
wow.
I want to hear more about it, because we're thinking about doing our own Kickstarter and stuff like that, and I want to know
about
this
process.
You know, I want to know what's going on. Like, I want to know, like, how you started, and I want to know more
Occupy
about it.
Underground.
We're doing shout-outs?
Radio
Net,
Mom.
All of your moms.
Hey.
For having children and letting them be cool
She's
and listen to our show.
Element 37.
60 seconds.
60 seconds? What are we going to do with 60 seconds? Let's
do a song. I don't know.
There's
this pretentious voice that keeps telling me things.
James, do a song.
I have a voice in my head that I'm not used to.
Let's do some piano, James. Hit it.
Yeah, we got 40 seconds. Take us out, James.
40 seconds of piano. Man.
30
seconds. How about some
old
swing jams? Ready?
Do the chopstick. Yeah.
Love you, James. Thank you,
brother. Freaking bad.
Thank you, Literary Underground, for letting us do this show on your really cool project, New Radio, on blogradio.com. We hugely appreciate it. Thank you, everybody who listened and share this all with your friends.
Everybody.
All right. Have a great night.
Love you guys.
Later.
Love you.
Bye, guys.
All.
Your faces. We'll just
I think we should continue talking again and see how long it records like last time.
Yeah, just keep
it says no recording.
Thing,
but if you guys are listening, we're talking. You never know. People are hanging up. I'm watching people start to hang up.
I think it's over.
Still hear me. I'm going to keep talking as long as I can hear you.
I can
hear you.
Going and hope something comes on.
Dave's listening. Nothing's going on. But we can use it now that we're all on the phone to talk.
Oh, wait. You know what? Somebody's actually calling in. The show is over, and we're going to 310. Hold on.
Let's see what's going on.
All right. Let's find out. 310.
Oh, is that Sharif?
Yo, what up?
What's up,
what
brother?
I didn't realize I had to press 1 again after I was in. I thought you guys were just ignoring me and not unmuting me.
I was ignoring you.
No.
I pressed 1 once, but it wasn't enough. That was a great show, guys. Good music, a lot of talking, but good music.
You love a lot of talking. So this is my buddy Sharif, dude. He's one of the fucking coolest guys I met. He's a fucking law student from fucking Georgetown, living in Cali, fucking doing solar law and shit like this. Fucking, this is the fucking
solar
man
what?
Here.
Wait, solar what?
What? Solar.
I do solar law. Corporate stuff. I'm an M&A lawyer now.
Oh, so you're going to lift it up or what?
Nice. Hello?
I'm still here.
Sounds like somebody's going through the bushes. Did you guys hear that? Somebody's like...
It's like echoing now.
Hey, Sharif, we got to get you on the next show, man. Call me for sure. So what do you guys think of the show? Like, James, what do you think?
I don't know, but I really hope it's still recorded. You remember last time we, like, talked, and you, me, and Mary talked for, like, 5 minutes after the show, and then we went and listened to it later, and it's still there? I think that's so
right.
Cool.
That'd be ill.
If the show just, like, hangs out for us, we can make it go for, like, we can make it go for days.
Let's start calling people.
Let's call people on the
air. Let's call people on the
air. There's, like, a Skype
thing up there. James, are you on? I hate all of you. Is Mary on?
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Hello? Well, I'm going to hang up now because you guys are so boring.
I'm pretty sure the show will
call me. Call me, call me, call me.
You hanging up here?
Yeah, I'm hanging up.